What is a horse? By Lily Whittaker. What is a horse? A horse has eyes as dainty as a mink. The grace is interrupted merely by a blink. A horse is beauty.
A horse is beauty.
What is a horse? A horse is a tree in a storm that never goes down.
A tree in a storm that never goes down.
A horse is a weathered rock that stays around. A horse is ancient. What is a horse?
What is a horse?
A horse waltzes like breeze over rivers.
She curvets and leaps like rain shivers.
A horse is a marionette. What is a horse? A horse is determination.
What is a horse?
That never stops flowing. A horse is fondness that never stops growing.
A horse is fondness that never stops growing.
A horse is poetic power.
A horse is poetic power.
Okay. Sigma, can you do make her truck for that a bit? I'm getting the halter.
Where's Sarah?
Well, there is three
she'll follow me.
Official riding schools, I think, in Oroville. Yes, there is Baraka, and there is Red Earth Riding School, and Evergreen. Yes.
We're in Evergreen, a riding school in Oroville. This riding school is not like the others.
It is different in the sense that we are trying to have a more natural approach with the horses. I would like to focus more on teaching communication skills, mostly first on the ground. I find that riding is a very, very small part in the horse world. Of course, we all want to ride. It's a beautiful thing, but this is like a cherry on top of the cake.
It uses the method of Pat Parilly, pioneer of the natural horse riding.
Because horses are animals which we can learn a lot from, because they're very gentle, they are forgiving, and they allow us to make mistakes.
There's about 9 horses. Some of them, for example Chris, are rescued from the race courses, where they would have been put down as they were not of any use after their racing career.
Well, natural horsemanship is pretty much you learning to read the horse, to understand what the horse feels in some situations. Because very often a horse's reaction is seen as like a horse being bad or misbehaving or just being naughty and things like that. But this is just misreadings most of the time. Mostly it is fear, a horse trying to protect himself, and humans not understanding it the right way. So if you learn to understand how the horse feels and how to react accordingly, for me this is natural horsemanship, because you learn their language, you learn how they interact in nature, and how to handle that.
There's also Honey. She used to be a fish cart horse, and she was badly treated. Her owner used to whip her and make her work all day. Now most of her bad habits are gone, but she still has some sequels.
It's not about teaching your horse to do something. It is about learning to understand someone else and communication. It's all about communication. This, for me, is the main part, the basics, which is missing most of the time in the horse world, let's say. People don't learn to read the horse. They learn mechanical movements, but yeah, it's very mechanical. You kick here, you pull there, you lean there, you do this, but no one ever sees it from the horse's point of view.
Here in Evergreen, we don't ride with a saddle. We ride or bareback or with a saddle pad if the horse is not comfortable. This makes us learn how to make one with the horse, and it helps a lot in the communication.
Yeah, it sounds very short, but it's a very long process. It's a friendship that you build with someone. You can't just go up to somebody and say, okay, let's go and have fun and be friends. You need to earn friendship, and it works both ways.
Pat Parolee invented 7 games to learn how to respect and communicate with the horse properly. Here, we all use them daily, and the horses know perfectly well how to react, which makes them calm and confident horses which aren't scared of traffic or plastic bags.
It taught me so much more in life in general, to communicate with people, to understand more other people's point of view, not just what I think at this moment, to more look for a reason why things happen, not just judging what I think, oh, this is good, this is bad. There's no such thing at the end. It's just trying to understand why some things happen and how to... It's a problem-solving work.
I think now I'm going to do the friendly game. It's you have to put the rope over their back and see if they're not scared. You have to do this each time they get scared, like this, it calms them down. Because they'll see that everything is normal.
Well, horses don't speak with words, but they have a big body language. When I am teaching the children in the beginning, I always ask them not to use their voice for aids, for example, to tell the horses to do things, or because you can tell something with your voice, but your body language tells something totally different. So horses are more challenging for us in a way, because you cannot lie to them. You know, there is no faking it till you make it. There is absolute truth in the moment, and that is it. This is, yeah, for me, the biggest part of what we teach here. To really live in the moment, be clear, know what you want, become a good leader.
There's the porcupine game, but I can't really do it. I mean, you can do it with the fingers. You have to press at places, and it's first the skin, then the muscle, and then the bone. It's those 3 levels, and first you press on the skin. If they don't move, you do till the muscle, and then if they don't move, till the bone. And now they move, usually. They learn that the faster they respond, the less the pressure will be strong.
Horse is the total mirror of you, because you can have the same horse with different people and it will react differently. Because, like I said, it's according to what you do. So if your horse reacts a certain way, it's because of how you are. So sometimes, yes, your horse doesn't listen, it is doing bad things, as we call it, but why?
Documentary about horses made by Sachimai assistant Leela.
What was what she did called?
Canter and trot and walk.
How do you feel when you ride a horse? Is it fun for you, or do you feel very excited? Or
you can't feel excited when you ride. The horse will feel also excited and he'll throw you off. So no, I don't feel particularly excited, but I feel in my element, like that's how I'm meant to be.
It's a very good means for progress. It's, yeah. For me personally, it's the best means of progress because, like I said, there is no lying. There is right now, right here, and this is how it is. If you like it or not. And yeah, if you learn to look at things not as mistakes or bad things happening, but learn to see these things as something, wow, you can learn from, or how can I make it better, or okay, it doesn't work, fine, let's move on and let's see how we can make it work. It's amazing. It's the greatest thing ever.
What capacities did you develop in life thanks to horse riding?
I became more confident and more, not strict, but firm, because with horses you have to be a bit firm, if not they don't know who to listen to. And yeah.
I've experienced the both extremes. I've experienced where you're tough and you tell the horse to do things, and I've experienced feeding carrots and being sweet and then being run over and kicked in the face, because you cannot be too nice, you cannot be too firm. You have to be firm without anger, and because they have a whole pecking order. They have a whole pecking order, so you must become the alpha horse. But that does not mean that you need to be punishing and wanting things now. It just means that you need to know what you want and get the horse there confidently. So if you're always like, ooh, coochie, coochie, coo, and giving carrots and all, the horse will maybe like you and come for you for treats. But if something happens, they will not see you as a leader, someone to turn to when there is danger, because, you know. And if you're always strict and punishing, and then they will fear you and do things you want as long as you have them under control. But as soon as they have the choice, they will not want to be with you. So to find that middle way is for me what it's all about. To be as firm as necessary, but as gentle as possible.
Does each horse have a different energy, and how do you feel with that energy?
Yeah, every horse has a different energy, that's for sure. It's more a character, like humans. Most ponies are quite stubborn and don't really want to work, and most horses are also stubborn, but they have a lot of energy, so they don't really have a choice. They kind of have to work. If not, they'll have too much energy.
So, Sachemai, what are you going to do with the horse now?
Honey. Her name is Honey.
Miss Honey, what are you going to do with her?
I'm going to make her stand on a pole with four legs.
Good.
Good, Honey.
Is it fun for them to do this?
If they like doing it, yeah. I think Honey really likes doing it. Look, she's just standing calmly there. So.
Well, we are in Auroville to make it a better place, to work on ourselves, to become more open-minded, to become, yeah, to live together and understand each other. So I personally find that it's, I mean, this is for me. I'm not saying everyone should get a horse and do this, but for me, it's a very beautiful way of evolving, of learning things, because it's a connection with an other being, let's say. I don't want to see like humans, animals. I mean, we are all connected somehow, and for me, this is a beautiful way of learning, and yeah, I find in Auroville, it has helped me also generally in life, like I said before, no? And in Auroville, sometimes it gets also a little bit difficult and things don't go your way, the way you want. But then it's the same thing. You have to step back and look why. Why is it not working the way you want?
Attitude. You have to have a natural attitude. An attitude is a multitude of actions, interactions at any given time. Therefore, every action and interaction represents an attitude. Natural horsemanship is an attitude for people who are positive and progressive and who believe in the natural point of view of the horse.
Yes, I have been inspired by Pat Parelli, For me, it's been the best experience I have, because what I did do from his teachings worked, and also because they have made a home study program which anyone can learn and has helped me over here, because it is very difficult to live in India and have no one to help you out. I mean, there is many horse people out there, but unless you go there and learn, and maybe like and maybe not, it's difficult. So everything you do, you're kind of on your own. And with that home study program, I've been able to learn here. And I find anyone doing the program, if you go on the internet or ask questions, people are very open and willing to help. So for me, they focus more on teaching people than teaching horses, because over the years you can train as many horses as you want. You give it to a person who doesn't know what they're doing, it just goes back to the way it was. So it's really focused on teaching people.
I found that the most difficult thing for people to use is their imaginations. I've seen many people go a long way with natural horsemanship and then get stuck at the imagination part. This is the part where people should work on themselves and play with their horses. They need to allow their imaginations to come through in their dealing with the horses. It would be good if they were almost childlike with respect to imagination.
I came to Oroville when I was 12 years old because of my mother. She came here and I followed. Well, when I first came, I did not go to school anymore because I had just gotten a pony, which was, since I was very small, my dream. And here it was possible suddenly. I went to pony farm and Achilles just gave me a pony, which was a miracle for me, even for my mother. And as I had just gotten a pony, I needed time for that pony. Not always everyone agrees with this, but... So, and at the time, there were not so many schools. One, I was too old, one was full, and one was so busy from morning to evening that I decided to take private classes and be with my pony, which is how it all started.
Natural Horsemanship by Pat Parrelly. The six keys to a natural horse-human relationship are attitude, knowledge, tools, techniques, time, and imagination.
Look, she's still standing there like this. Good honey.
Imagination. You have to exercise your imagination. Imagination is something children have that adults do not, or at least they lost the ability to use their imaginations effectively. Einstein said that imagination is even more valuable than knowledge.
See if you can challenge yourself and your horse. There are only six things a horse can do: forward, backward, right, left, up, and down. But there are a million challenges for each one. That means there are at least 6 million things you can do with your horse.
And then over the years, you know, we had no place to stay. We had to find a place where you can go with the horse. I also had a monkey at the time, so it was not very easy. So I met different people in Oroville who were doing things with horses. And from every one of them, I learned a little bit. Yes, at some point, it came to a point where I couldn't financially afford to have my horse anymore. So with a friend of mine, we started Evergreen and started a riding school so that we could maintain our horses. And yeah, it became my life since then. I started when I was 16, the riding school here, and I've been doing it for 15, 16 years now, half my life.
Time. You have to take the time it takes. It takes less time. Most people don't have the time to do it right, but they always have time to do it over and over. With respect to time, we have to understand the relevancy of time, the meaning of short-term time and the long-term time, and the word timing.
And yes, and then in my life generally it also helped me, because I was always, as I didn't go to school, I had no friends. I had my pony and my dog, my monkey, and you know, I had one, two friends always, but so I was not a very outward going person.
The only constant thing in life is change, and things can change rapidly when you're dealing with horses.
So, and somehow with working with the horses and having to deal with things that, you know, you have no choice but to talk and to interact. And I mean, you can't teach someone and not talk, or you can't have a horse sick and needing to phone people and vets and doctors and, you know, and not interact. It's just not possible. And also the way to interact and understanding why you cannot do things and why you it really helped me open up in that way. Even with my child, it has helped me, because it's not, like I said, it's not a training. You're not training an animal to do what you want. Of course, you can also use it that way, but then it's up to you to choose how you do it. So even with my child, I'm not saying I'm perfect, and he's also a little bit wild, but there are moments where it really helps me understand what he's going through, what I'm going through, and how it should be handled. You don't always handle it how it should be, but it really helped me a lot, and yeah, it's a big part of my life. It is my life. I mean, and not in a bad way. It's not that I'm stuck here doing this. I want to do this. I love doing it, and yeah, I'm happy it is my life.
Oh my god. It's so noisy, no?
Yeah, right.
It's so noisy. After some time.
Sachemai, when did your love for horses begin, and what do you feel about riding?
It began as I started riding. But I was scared of horses when I started riding, but I still really liked horses, so yeah.
How do you feel about horses? Like,
well, they're my life, and I don't think I would be there if there wasn't any horses on Earth.
The times it doesn't work is where I think, oh, people want something else, and then I kind of stop doing what I want. I try to make other people happy, and in the end, I'm not happy, the horses are not happy, the people are not happy. And then sometimes I feel, as I still have some issues communicating and opening up, and I always think, oh, but if I say something, people will not be happy, people will be angry, people will leave. But this also I've learned over the years, as soon as I put my foot down and I say, no, this is the way it is, this is what I want to do, and then I wait for this reaction from people to say, oh, no, this is not good, but this is not how it's... All I get is people being happy and really saying, wow, this is really beautiful what you do, this is really what we've been looking for. So the reaction I get is really not what I expect, which just shows I should be more positive.
Do you think that when you're older, would you like to continue doing things with horses, or do you want to change your passions?
Oh, of course I'll continue doing things with horses, as you say. I want to have a horse riding school.
As long as you do what you like to do and do it out of your heart, there will not be anyone not happy. Least of all you. If you're happy, everyone else will be happy. If you're miserable, you'll be sure to make everyone around you miserable. I've also experienced that.
What does horse riding bring in your life? What does being with horses bring to your life?
It brings happiness and something to live for.
My happy dream. There's so many dreams. It's very simple, just the people that come here, that they're happy, that I'm happy, that the horses are happy, you know, that we can learn to really communicate and come to a point where everyone's happy. It's very, very simple, but it's not always easy to attain. It is easy to attain. We just have to be ready for it. So happiness is the aim.
Wrap yourself with all.